From the Office of the President Emeritus, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. Southwest Airlines employees know who Colleen Barrett is, as do longtime listeners of this quality program. So this next sentence is for you new listeners of Red Belly Radio. Colleen helped start this great company. She worked at the law firm with Herb Kelleher, and even before Southwest's first flights, she was helping out with the lawsuits before we could get off the ground. She came to work here and rose to the position of president, and is now our president emeritus. Okay, that was three sentences, but you get the idea. Recently, I was called upon to shoot some video of Colleen to be played for a new class of flight attendants, and this is the audio from that session. The question Colleen was asked was, thinking back 40 years, what was your original visions and thoughts about customer service? And now, Ms. Colleen Barrett.
My vision for our culture and for our customer service delivery was that we would be the very, very best. Now, as new hires, you have to understand that when we started in 1971, we did not have a penny to our names. We couldn't afford advertising. We couldn't afford to make a big splash. So what we had to do was to make a big splash in terms of personality. Herb already was kind of a happy-go-lucky guy. He didn't know how to be serious. So we decided that we would adopt his personal philosophy, that we would take our business very seriously, but not ourselves. So we set about to find the friendliest, most fun, most spirited employees that we could find. And our in-flight group was most definitely going to be our most important group at the time because they were going to have more exposure to our customers than any other work group. They had to be top notch. Half of you would be offended today, probably, to know that our first ads said they were three lines. That's all we could afford in the newspaper. They were little block squares, and they said, we are looking for Raquel Welch lookalikes. Now, most of you are probably too young to even know who Raquel Welch was, but I can tell you, she was very well endowed in all the appropriate places. And she was quite a cause of conversation. So when, in fact, that's what we advertised for, that is, in fact, what we got personality-wise. People didn't bother coming in the door if they weren't outgoing, if they weren't kind of outrageous in terms of their personality, and if they weren't a ton of fun, and if they didn't want to have fun. The other thing you need to remember is that, honestly, we weren't chauvinistic in the conventional sense, but truthfully, in the 1970s, it was only businessmen that were traveling. So the fact that we put our girls, and I could call them girls back then, we put them in hot pants and go-go boots and made them sexy and all of that, well, that's what it was all about. I mean, hell, all we were carrying was cowboys, and they liked the hot and sexy. Now, today, that has changed and evolved over time, but the personality hasn't changed. What we've gone from is sort of a hot sex appeal to a more all-American, God and apple pie look, wholesome look, but still the outgoing cheerleader, yes, safety is your most important goal. But, you know, truthfully, safety is the most important goal for any airline employee, for most companies. But we also wanted and still want outstanding personalities, warm and altruistic, caring people, people who will want to have fun and enjoy each other and enjoy our customers, and people who don't want to go to work and think that work is drudgery. We want you to enjoy what you do, and we encourage and empower you to enjoy what you do.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2011. Colleen has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.